really happen radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to hour number two here. And getting back to the situation in Spain, it is now estimated that Spanish banks need an additional 60 billion euros of loans to keep on going. And remember, when they talk about a bailout, all they're talking about is another loan, another refi. Basically, what you have under this pyramid scheme of private central banking, all of these governments have a credit card, and the credit cards are maxed out. How do they solve the problem? They go get another credit card. Then they max that out. Then they go get another credit card, and they max that out. And that's basically what this is all about. It is a giant Ponzi scheme. It was brought to the world under the rubric of globalism. And now, of course, we're seeing the downside of globalism in that a problem one place becomes a problem everywhere. Which is why right now the economy of the United States of America will be destroyed when one of these European nations collapses and defaults on their debt, which could happen at any time between Greece and Spain. Now, the Catalan Parliament approved a vote for independence from Spain. It'll go on to a public referendum. The Spanish government, of course, is screaming, "It's treason! It's treason! You can't leave! We need your money to pay off the bankers!" And the Catalans are saying, "We never agreed to this! We pay you taxes to take care of Spain. If you got suckered into this European Central Bank Ponzi scheme, that's not our fault. No human being on earth has a responsibility to support a government when they have screwed up or sold out." And this could easily lead to civil war. There are four other regions of Spain that are also talking secession to get away from this artificially created crushing debt monster that is the banker's means of enslaving the world. That's what it is. It's the new system of slavery. Long ago is rule by divine right. You must do what I say because I speak for the imaginary playmate in the clouds, and he has told me to tell you to go over to that other country and slay the infidels and bring back all their wealth to give to me in his infinite mercy. That was the first big lie of slavery, divine right. Then the second one was outright chattel ownership of your body. You have to do what I say because I own your physical person. And we have evolved to realize that rule by divine right is illegitimate. Rule by ownership of another person is illegitimate. And now we are on the verge, I think, of the next stage of civilization, of societal evolution, of recognizing that rule by artificially created bank debt is equally illegitimate, especially if you are working with a bank system that by design creates more debt than it creates money with which to pay that debt. And that is what the Federal Reserve is and the IMF is and the World Bank and the ECB and all of these private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest by design create more debt than they create money with which to pay that debt. And that's what the people of Spain are dealing with. That's what the people of Greece are doing. Plus, in Greece's case, add on a little corruption between Papandreou and Goldman Sachs. And if we are to proceed as a civilization, as a culture, we need to realize there are some debts that are legitimate. Money spent on money that has to be borrowed to build better roads, schools, and hospitals. Yeah, that's a debt that we are morally obligated to repay. But money borrowed to give to Israel, money borrowed to pour all over Wall Street to clear up their mortgage-backed security fraud, money borrowed for wars of conquest, money borrowed for all those little TV cameras that are watching us all over the place, those are not legitimate debts to the American people. It is a recognized principle in international law called odious debt. We don't owe all that money. The government borrowed it without our permission. They can pay it back without our help, or they can go out of business, which is really kind of the next step that we need to wait for. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, thought that he would be among the sick and poor. The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And just sort of wrapping up on this idea of odious debt. And do the people of Spain really owe all that money that was borrowed by their government? Do the people of Greece really owe all that money that was borrowed by their government, and especially that part that was arrived at through fraud and corruption between Goldman Sachs and Papandreou? And the answer is no, they don't, and we don't. And it's time to realize that. And I've gotten very nasty emails saying, oh, no, you should never question the government debt. You must pay it however it's arrived at. And, of course, we even heard that from Christine Lagarde over at the IMF. It doesn't matter if the debt arises from the corruption and criminality of your government. You, as loyal slaves, I mean citizens, you will pay it without question. Well, I think the time has come to question the legitimacy of all this debt. Here in the United States of America, the biggest question against the legitimacy of all of this debt, let me back up and say that one more time so I can use both Mr. Tongue and Mr. Lips. The biggest reason for Americans to question the legitimacy of the public debt rests in the legitimacy of our elections. We know vote fraud is epidemic in this country. We know from the debacles of the Republican and Democratic National Conventions this last year that these parties do not represent the will of the people, and we the people are not getting the candidates we want, but candidates chosen for us by Israel and Wall Street and the military-industrial complex and the security-industrial complex. So if we are not actually able to choose our own leaders, if in fact the elections are being stolen, why are we on the hook for all this reckless borrowing and spending they've been doing under false color of authority? My position is, if a government cannot prove beyond all doubt the accuracy and honesty and fairness of the elections by which they claim authority over the people, then the people are neither legally nor morally obligated to obey that government's dictates or to pay its bills, and certainly not to surrender the lives of our children in foreign wars of conquest. As far as I am concerned, the federal government of the United States of America is already illegitimate. They became illegitimate the moment they lied to us about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. Because I've read the Constitution all the way through, and nowhere in there does it grant the government the authority to lie and propagandize the people. And the Tenth Amendment forbids them from simply assuming that right. So every time the government lies to you about torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, about a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, about who did 9/11, about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, about Iran's weapons of mass destruction, that government is acting illegally, criminally, and unconstitutionally, and they cease to be the lawful government of this land. I think it's time that we all start embracing that idea. Now, getting on to some more news on the other side of the world. Great Britain is sending another £8 million for the Syrian insurgents. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. It's the hired mercenary army. They're not able to topple Assad. We're already hearing talk about outright military invasion by the U.S. to go in and get Assad, because this plan to create an artificial popular uprising has cratered. And I think the general skepticism of the public is a big reason for that. We don't trust the corporate-owned media to tell us the truth. We presume all politicians are lying. And that's, going along with the lies may be polite, and we'll nod and smile and everything. But when it comes to what remains of our wealth, and certainly when it comes to the lives of our children, no, we're not going to go along with the lies any longer. Now, over in Egypt, President Morsi is saying that the time has come for the international community to act against Israel's violations of international law. And he's absolutely right. This gets right to the heart of this double standard, this hypocrisy that we see regarding Israel, certainly from the point of view of the United States of America. U.S. is going on about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction and Iran's weapons of mass destruction. And then we find out the only nation that really has them is Israel. And Israel has never signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty. They do not allow IAEA inspections. They got caught trying to sell a covert nuclear weapon to South Africa, the very activity the Non-Proliferation Treaty is supposed to prevent. And it goes on and on and on, and Israel gets away with this, and the U.S. protects them. And as a result, the international reputation and prestige of the United States of America is being dragged down to the same level as Israel, and that is pretty low indeed. Every single United States intelligence agency is unanimous in saying that the United States' long-term strategic interests are best served by severing all connection with Israel, shaking them off our jugular vein. Get the dual nationals out of our government, have AIPAC register as an agent for a foreign government, start getting Israel to follow the laws that everybody else has to follow. That is really Israel's biggest defense against the world. There's one set of rules and laws for planet Earth, but they don't apply to Israel. That's Israel's attitude, and sadly, Israel's minions in the United States of America have subverted what was once the greatest nation on Earth to support that agenda. Everybody must follow the rules except Israel. They're allowed to break the rules because there was Hitler and the Holocaust and there was all this other stuff and there was soap and lampshades, and you can't expect Israel to live by the rules because look what has happened to them in the past. Well, I think it's time we all recognize what has happened to the, you know, the Jewish people in the past comes from this habitual attitude of we don't have to follow the rules that everybody else follows. And I know I'm going to get a lot of nasty email about this, but if you look back over the last 2,000 years of the history of the Jewish people, and you will see all these pogroms and ejections and cleansings and get out of here and all of this other oppression that's going on here. And the only common factor in all of those incidents is the manner in which the Jewish community would treat those around them. That's the only common factor. It isn't Christians hating the Jews. It isn't the Muslims hating the Jews. It isn't anti-Semitism. It is the fact that they won't assimilate, they won't integrate into the society, they won't work within the society. It's a very predatory attitude. And we've seen it time and time and time and time again. And we're seeing it right now. We saw it yesterday when Netanyahu got up with his little cartoon bomb and really truly believed he was going to get the nations of the West to sacrifice more of their children's blood in yet another war on Israel's enemies. And that is a losing proposition because Israel is making enemies faster than we can kill them. The only problem in the Middle East is Israel. Its government, its government's attitude, its institutional arrogance and psychosis. Israel needs to stop thinking the world is still nomadic kingdom from the Middle Ages. Israel's government has to start living in the 20th century, not just acquire the technology to use as weapons, but they need to realize this is a world in which nations are expected to draw their borders and live within them. To have a constitution, which Israel still does not, and to genuinely practice democracy, not just an illusion of it. Meanwhile, in an effort to provoke yet another Arab-Muslim uprising with to wave at the American media and say, see, they're bad, they're evil. And I notice CNN is back to waving that silly little anti-Islamic video as the cause for all this unhappiness across the Middle East. Apparently, Jewish settlers broke into the Al-Aqsa Mosque and held Talmudic rituals and prayers inside the mosque. This is an intentional slap in the face. That whole Temple Mount has, there's an area for the Jews, they have the Wailing Wall, there's an area for the Christians, and there's an area for the Muslims. And the United Nations has said, this is a shared world resource. So for these Jewish settlers to break into the Al-Aqsa Mosque and conduct Talmudic rituals in there is an intentional attempt to provoke a response, to try and inflame the Muslims into anger and rage. Now imagine how the Jewish community would react if some Muslims got into the Wailing Wall and spray painted some graffiti on there. That's how provocative this is. This has nothing to do with freedom of religion. This has to do with territory, you know, with marking turf. And it is an intentional incident designed to provoke a reaction that can be used to demonize the Arab Muslims in the media. Meanwhile, getting back to this issue of the drone strikes, this is continuing to heat up internationally. It is not enough that the U.S. is sending these robotic aircraft into other countries and killing people. It is not enough that for every one suspect that is targeted, 40 to 50 innocent bystanders are killed. Apparently now, it has come out, the CIA is engaging in what are called double-tap drone strikes. They'll send in a drone, they'll blow up 50, 60 people, then the drone will simply hover over the area until the emergency first responders show up, then the drone will attack again. This has nothing to do with the war on terror. It's about bringing down the infrastructure. It's about destabilizing the country ahead of a U.S. invasion. Do you hear me, Pakistan? Going to take a break for commercials.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now.
Free bottle offer involves processing and handling fees. Visit www.rnafreemini.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. Gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
Hi, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're talking about the CIA's double tap drone strikes. Go in, blow up a bunch of innocent people, wait for the police and ambulance and fire to show up and attack them. Has nothing to do with war on terror. It's all about grinding a nation down from the skies until they capitulate to living their lives the way the United States says they ought to live. Here's your brand new private central bank. Now, Americans were sold on these drone strikes with the claim that these are surgical or precision strikes. We're only getting the bad guys. And that, of course, is complete nonsense. All the more so when you realize that they're targeting suspects without any evidence these guys have done anything wrong. How they get the names on these lists is they have their agents inside the country offer a reward. Tell us who's a terrorist. We'll give you some money. And so you have this guy over here whose sister was just jilted by that guy over there. So he goes to the CIA and he says, that guy over there is a terrorist. And nobody double checks it. We saw this kind of reckless disregard for truth and accuracy and human rights in Iraq, where people were being sent to Abu Ghraib purely because the people who turned them in were desperate for the money to feed their families in the post-invasion economy. And a lot of innocent people were imprisoned unjustly. A lot of them were tortured, some of them to death, to find Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, which turned out not to exist, for all you Kafka fans out there. Now, getting back to Spain real quick, then we're going to take a phone call here. Apparently, video has been posted on the internet. We just linked to it from whatreallyhappened.com, where people using little tiny cameras, we know the Spanish police are smashing cameras, but they can't get them all, and they have caught police provocateurs inciting the violence in Spain in order to justify the riot police coming in and just clubbing and injuring everybody. It's the same dirty trick we saw up in Canada. It's the same dirty trick we continue to see here in the United States of America. When there is a protest, it is in the government's interest for it to turn violent. They will send in provocateurs to cause that violence. That justifies them coming in and just militarily crushing down the uprising. That's what's going on, and they just caught them doing it over there in Spain. Going to take a phone call. Ray in Indiana. Aloha, Ray. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call there. You're 100% right on the drone strikes, and I'm sorry about changing the subject, but I'm calling from work, and it's the only time I get to call.
Okay.
When you're talking about voting and not voting this year, I would like to make an Indiana exception. In Indiana, if you have 5% of the votes in the general election, you get ballot access. The Libertarian Party's had ballot access for several elections now. Mm-hmm. And so you can go into Indiana and do a straight Libertarian ticket and not vote for any of the other major parties. Just do a Libertarian straight ticket in and out. And if we get 10% of the vote, we will get included in the primaries. So please, if you're in Indiana, vote Libertarian. I understand what you're saying about voting the lesser of two evils. I will not be voting any major parties from now on. I'm just doing straight Libertarian, and hopefully we'll get us up to 10%. And I bet they change the law once Libertarians reach the 10% threshold level.
Probably they'll pull the same dirty tricks with the Libertarians the GOP pulled with Ron Paul. The system is rigged against the will of the people. We can't fix it. All we can do is bide our time until it collapses and start planning what we're going to do for the next government, the blueprint for the new America. I'm working on that project right now. I hope to have it out in a reasonable amount of time. But we've got to come up with our own plan for the future, or there's going to be no end of carpetbaggers running around saying, we've got a new system ready to go with a brand new shiny private central bank and hugely powerful legislators, and we'll go back to the same old system we had before. So we have to re-engineer our society and our nation, and that's the task before us right now, because this one is coming down. They can't stop it. They're just looting it. Remember, the last official act of any government is to loot the nation, and that's what's going on right now. Anything else, Ray?
Mike Rivera for president.
Oh, my goodness. I can't run for president.
All right. I did inhale. All right. I love you. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot.
Bye-bye.
All right. There we go. Yes. I won't lie to the people. I did inhale twice, and I enjoyed it. All righty. Let's see. Getting back to some serious before the bottom of the hour here. You've probably seen all these TV shows and movies about the suitcase nukes, and there was The Peacemaker, and there was Jack Bauer, and 24 Hours. They've got a suitcase nuke. Well, the reality is engineers who work on nuclear weapons have come out and said they don't exist, and they never did. It's impossible to fit a nuclear weapon into a little tiny briefcase or suitcase, and they do have the warheads that will go inside cruise missiles, but those won't fit in a briefcase or a suitcase, and that's just kind of where it's at. So Hollywood has lied to us about all these evil Muslims with suitcase nukes. I'm shocked. I cannot tell you how shocked I am that Hollywood would just make up an imaginary nuclear weapon and smear Arab Muslims with it, which is, of course, what Netanyahu was doing at the United Nations yesterday. And we're seeing more and more stuff come out about that. Whatever Netanyahu thought he was doing up there, he didn't get it. He's throwing a tantrum by now, and the big question is, what is he going to do? I still think they might try and crash the American banking computers and blame it on Iran. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
Allison C. is made from pure garlic through a patented process that stabilizes the actual Allison of 34 cloves of garlic in one tiny capsule. Allison only exists for a fraction of a second when you crush a clove of garlic. It is the most powerful, natural antibiotic known to man and has been proven in laboratory testing to kill bacteria, viruses, fungus, and parasites without upsetting the natural balance of healthy organisms in the body. Allison C also helps prevent disease when taken on a regular basis. You can purchase your Allison C through Paul Drockton's website, internettruth.org. Start enjoying the benefits of this all-natural supplement today. Go to internettruth.org for your supply.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I want to talk about the American political campaign. There was just a little banner on CNN about how Bill Clinton is going to be campaigning with Obama out in Los Angeles, and it brought back to mind something very strange that happened many, many, many years ago when I was still living in Los Angeles, still working in the film industry, just a hair before I got started on this whole Vince Foster and everything that became WhatReallyHappened.com, and my lovely wife Claire and I had to go down to downtown Los Angeles to get our marriage license. And it just happened to coincide with this big campaign rally where Bill Clinton and all of the California Democratic lights were holding a big rally right down in downtown Los Angeles next to the Hall of Records. And I remember, you know, all the Secret Service we had to get through, and we could see the snipers up on the roof, and the platform where the rally was being held was surrounded by a cloud of these giant Lexan panels up on stands. And a single sheet of Lexan is clear. You can see through it. But they had so many of them there that it was just devolved into this white blurry mass to where anybody standing in the crowd really couldn't see the people on the platform. They had to watch on these giant TV monitors. And, you know, this almost Gestapo-like you know, we're not here for the political rally anyway. I just want to get a marriage license and get in and get out and all the hassles we had to deal with. And I remember walking away, even back then, with this impression, this is a government afraid of its own people. And, of course, the situation has gotten a lot of worse since then. Now, getting back to the present day, Romney is trying for an image makeover, putting out new ads and new statements stressing empathy for every American. I feel your pain. Oh, no, that's the other guy. And this is now the new official statement that Romney cares for you. He feels what you're feeling. He understands what it's like to be living paycheck to paycheck. That's the winner of today's Golden Pooh Award right there. Now, obviously, it's campaign rhetoric. We all understand it to be. But there's a hidden subtext there you all need to think about. Mitt Romney and his campaign apparently think you are all so dumb that a few TV ads will convince you Mitt Romney has changed his core beliefs about the American people. He actually thinks, after that off-the-cuff remark about, it's not my job to take care of the 47%, that if he runs a few ads, you will forget all about it. He really obviously thinks you are that stupid. Please prove him wrong. Now, I have been talking about Obama presumptively winning his second term. And the poll numbers certainly seem to support that, and Mitt Romney's self-destruction seems to support that, especially that gaffe about airplane windows. And by the way, the official line out of the Romney campaign, because it's being sent to me from dozens of email addresses I've never seen before, is, oh, Mitt Romney was trying to make a joke. It was only a joke. Ha, 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 ha. No, it wasn't a joke. A joke has a setup and then it has a punchline. And this didn't have either. It wasn't funny. How is it supposed to work as a joke? And the answer is it doesn't. That was what he really said. He doesn't understand why the windows on passenger air jet planes don't open. And they're already out there spinning and covering and, you know, oh, he didn't mean it. It was a, and the rest of this other stuff. They're floundering already. But Obama may not be a slam dunk after all, because apparently there is a new scandal emerging regarding some of the companies that run these notoriously riggable electronic voting machines, in particular eSlate and ePoll Books. Okay, these are used in all 234 counties of Texas. They're used here in Hawaii, Oklahoma, half of Washington, Colorado, some of the counties in Ohio, and on and on and on. Now, these machines, eSlate and ePoll Book, are made by Hart InterCivic. Hart InterCivic voting machines are notorious for failures. Down in Tarrant County, near Fort Worth, they added 10,000 non-existent votes. The Everest study commissioned by the Ohio Secretary of State found serious security flaws with all of these machines. Okay, so Hart InterCivic is a suspect company already. Here's the problem. Hart InterCivic is owned and its executives are former Bain executives. They're tied in very heavily with Bain, which is very pro-Romney, and Romney's pro-Bain. He's going to try and buy the election. He already bought the GOP leadership. Now he's going to try and buy the election. So we're going to see massive, massive vote fraud. And if they can gain control enough of these voting machines, or Israel gains enough control of these voting machines, Romney could actually steal it. There's a very, very scary thought. We know that Netanyahu wants a Romney presidency because Obama in his second term is not going to be easy to control. Romney in his first term, desperate for a second term, will do whatever Israel tells him to do. I got a caller on the line, Peter in California. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Peter, are you there? Peter, going once, going twice. Now I can hear you. Now I can hear you.
Yeah, Mike, I was just calling for a couple reasons. First off, remember the whole Diebold thing?
The
voting machines and so on, and the mysterious death of the GOP computer expert for Ohio, who was killed in a small plane accident the day he was going to be deposed. I really want to respond, Mike. I was an officer in the U.S. Army Rangers, Mm-hmm. And there are indeed nukes you can fit in a backpack. You can see them even from the early 60s with the Davy Crockett and the M65 recoilless rifle nuke. And that's with a fitted inside something that was could ballistically protect the warhead on its after it's being fired.
I'm familiar with the Davy Crockett, and I'm familiar with that gigantic artillery shell, and I'm aware with how small the primary from a multi-stage thermonuclear weapon can get, especially the ones that are on the TLAM ends are the smallest known weapons. But the idea is of a suitcase is that it's kind of flat, and if you're going to the backpack model and everything, I know they're very, very small, but some of the weapons, the whole point of the story was the tiny weapons shown in film and TV, those don't exist, and those are considerably smaller than the Davy Crockett.
You could put a whole Davy Crockett in a reasonably good sized backpack, but they have, and that was early late '50s, early '60s technology. What they had in the '80s was a warhead that was about actually smaller than that, which you could scale up. The Davy Crockett was sub kiloton, and they had the ones in it by the '80s were a little bit smaller even than the Davy Crockett, so you could definitely fit in a backpack. And you could dial it up to 2 kilotons. You could dial up anywhere from 0.1 all the way up to 2 kilotons.
Now, was that a multi-stage weapon?
No. I'm not exactly sure of the engine. All I can tell you is that on one of the exercises, we carried one of these simulated things and to test the defenses of the Panama Canal, and I actually led a group that simulated blew up the Panama Canal. So they exist. Whether or not you can put them in a suitcase, I don't know, but you can sure put them in a backpack because I lugged it around.
Okay. All right. Well, I stand corrected on that one. But I'm familiar with the weapons you're talking about, and yes, you can fit them in a backpack, but it's a really bulky backpack.
Roundish, but a lot of that was to ballistically protect the warhead after it was being fired.
All right, well, I stand corrected on that one, and, one never knows, especially, Israel, we don't know what they're doing in their clandestine bomb factory underneath Dimona because they will not allow IAEA inspection, so who knows what they've come up with. When I read the article originally, I thought you couldn't have a suitcase bomb, but if all you wanted was a uranium bomb, you could certainly pack it in 2 widely separated suitcases and then just slap them together and it's going to go off, so there are ways around that whole situation. But the point of the article was that the propaganda weapons that were shown on TV series like 24 and so forth, they don't really exist. And again, it just underscores that Hollywood has been feeding us a lot of propaganda to demonize Arab Muslims, to always, view Israel with sympathy by saturating us with constant movies about Hitler and the Nazis and all this stuff that happened before we were all born.
Michael,
and I'm 60, so enough is enough.
If I can get back to the voting thing, that Spanish company that they outsource vote counting.
That's a major, major problem. Where they're going to let this Spanish company count America's national elections? And we saw earlier in this primary season where I forget the states that were involved, but they were having a primary in one state and they literally were flying the ballots out to a completely different state so they could be counted without anybody looking over their shoulders. That's how crooked the elections are in this country. And in our new blueprint for America or blueprint for a new America, obviously we have to have a nationally standardized, auditable, verifiable, reliable elections, a voting system. We can't have these ridiculously short time spans to file a challenge to the election that are so short you can't possibly be prepared in time. The whole system is set up to preserve the status quo. And the foundation of a democracy is an honest and accurate and fair election system, and we don't have that in this country, which means we're not a democracy.
Has anybody done an expose on who actually runs and controls that Spanish company?
Not yet. We probably ought to look into it. I don't think they're being used in November's election. I think it's still mostly in the American companies. But I think starting in 2016, they're basically going to be doing it all because too many Americans are familiar with Voters News Service by its various constantly changing names, but it's all the same company that has been counting the national elections. in this country for decades, and it is not run by the government. It is not run by citizens. It is owned by the major TV networks and a couple of key newspapers, and everybody just sends in their numbers, and Voters News Service tells us the next day who our government is, and there's no oversight. There's no outside independent verification. They have been caught rigging elections. There's a huge scandal regarding the Iowa caucuses. And it's this black box that we all put the ballots in, and they say, this is your new leadership, and we're all supposed to accept that at face value, and I will not. So like I said earlier in the show, if a government cannot prove, with beyond a doubt, the accuracy, honesty, and fairness of the elections by which they claim authority over the people, then the people are neither legally nor morally obligated to obey that government, or to pay its bills, or to sacrifice the lives of our children in its foreign wars of conquest. And the elections in this country are so crooked, they're having to screw those ballots into the ballot box.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks very much, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. All righty, moving right along here, coming up to the top of the hour when Claire's going to join us. I had a huge list of talking points. I'm not going to get to them all. The euro and Swiss franc fall to new record lows against gold. We're seeing more of this financial manipulation. The American stock market was down, was way down. Then there was an up shove about 2 hours in. And remember, the American stock market is not a measure of the health of the U.S. economy as a whole. It's basically just this little sort of game that's going on between the high-frequency computer traders, the plunge protection team, and it's artificially being propped up to keep the banks who hold large blocks of stock solvent. At this point, it is all smoke and mirrors and lies and illusions. There's almost no reality left in the financial reporting coming from the corporate-owned media. We know they're lying about the unemployment rate. They're still trying to say it's only 8 or 9% going into the election. We know the real unemployment level is about 40%. Top economists are already saying, yes, the current situation we are in is worse than the depression of the 1930s. This is the new Great Depression. And the corporate-owned media is trying to keep you from seeing it so that you won't be in the streets the way the people of Greece and Spain are and the people of Egypt and Iceland were. Future history is going to look back, and they're going to have all the photos of all the homeless people and the starving people. And, you know, let's be honest. This last year, more people committed suicide over their economic downfall, over their economic woes, than died in car crashes. That is a statistic right there that tells you how bad things are in this country. And Obama's going to say, oh, no, things aren't that bad. They could be worse with somebody else. Vote for me again. The corporate-owned media saying, oh, yeah, everything's fine. You just grab your credit cards, go back, buy more in this store. They're already ramping up the Christmas stuff, Christmas sales. I was over at Macy's the other day. They've already got the Christmas section set up, the trees and the ornaments. Isn't it wonderful? No, it isn't when you set it up in September. By the time December actually gets here, it's not going to be decoration. It's going to be decor, and it's going to be very, very tacky. Oh, man. And by the way, those of you who live on the island of Oahu, I as a public service, I got to tell you, if you ever go to the Macy's at Pearl Ridge, do not eat at that restaurant they have inside the store, the gazebo. Now, downtown, the pineapple room at the Macy's there is wonderful, and they serve wonderful food. But my wife and I went into the gazebo the first time we ever did. I ordered sweet and sour pork. I got 5 bones in it. And, you know, the lady running the place says, oh, we're sorry, would you like some more? Heck no. Well, next time you come, we'll give you a discount. Don't bother. We're not coming back. It was I wouldn't even feed that food to the homeless. That's how bad it was over there. All righty. Let's see. Low-wage workforce grows 30% as the number of jobs shrink. I'm not sure exactly how you're supposed to reconcile those two claims by the corporate media, but that's what they're out there trying to tell us here. Basically, all the high-paying jobs are gone, but there's plenty of work there if you want to flip burgers or be temporary retail help for the holiday shopping season. A Bank of England executive, guy who sits on the Financial Policy Committee, is saying basically the banks continue to bamboozle the politicians and public to prevent reforms and protect bonuses. And we're seeing the same thing here, where Tim Pawlenty, who used to be Romney's co-chair for his campaign, is now getting paid big bucks to go up on Capitol Hill and say, really, the only way to improve the economy is to let the banks just decide for themselves what's best. Well, what the banks are going to decide is what's best for the banks. That is their nature. Banks do not exist to serve the American people and the nation. They exist to make themselves rich by hook or by crook. And remember that survey not too long ago. 25% of the financial workers on Wall Street admitted to fraud. That is a crime plague. If any other segment of society said 25% of the time we're breaking the law, they would call it an absolute scandal. But on Wall Street, it's business as usual, and the corporate-owned media just basically look the other way. And they tell us about the fillings you can get in mooncakes for the Halloween holiday season thingy. All righty, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, but I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. 4 in 10 British workers are hit by pay freeze in their double dip recession. They're going back into trouble. Cameron is apparently dropping hints that after their elections, they're going to start looking at a referendum on EU membership. Over in New York City, the number of homeless children continues to rise. Many are being turned away. Right now, 20,000 children inside New York City are spending their nights in homeless shelters, and there are not enough shelters. 65% of homeless families seeking admission to shelters are being turned away. That is how bad it is right now. But sure, we'll let more people in across the border from Mexico. Why not? Plenty of room for all of these people. Let's see. Hedge funds are very bullish on silver, despite recent manipulations trying to drive price back down. And the reason for the manipulations to drive gold and silver back down, of course, is to keep people in the equities markets in order to protect the illusion of solvency in the American banks. I mean, that's how completely beyond reality this whole system is going here. They're literally warring between perceptions. It's all... Modern economics is not a science. It's a religion. It operates on belief and faith. It depends on you believing that these pretty printed pieces of paper are actually worth something here. And that's how it operates. And when we stop believing, when we stop being slaves to these beliefs we're indoctrinated with, we'll see through the fraud very, very, very quickly. Australia is being hit with austerity, and they're very unhappy about that. And more people are asking a very basic question. Where did all the money go? Why is there so much debt? For all these nations whose people work hard, create new products, all this productivity, why is there so much debt compared to money? And it goes back to that 11th marble, the private central banking system, which by design creates more debt than it creates money to pay the debt. And as the debt builds up, the control of the bankers over society grows. It's a means of enslavement. And what amazes me is that while many people understand something has gone horribly wrong, they still don't really understand the core issues. And so I have an assignment for you, Rivero Rangers. I need you all to become teachers of those around you. Don't go out and just scream and harangue about how bad things are. You need to start viewing this as being a teacher. Now, you can never take people and force them across the bridge to the truth. You have to stand on the other side and lure them across. But the good news is right now, people are ready to cross that bridge. And so, you know, don't waste your time with people who are paid to argue with you. Because there's a lot of them out there, FBI informants and so forth and so on. Ignore them. They're a waste of time, waste of planetary oxygen. Find the people ready to listen and take them to lunch, sit down, and go through step by step how the model of private central banking is designed to create more debt than money with which to pay that debt, and how inevitably that leads to poverty, hunger, starvation, and eventually to war. You need to all be evangelicals for the truth. That is your assignment. We'll be back with Claire after station identification.